called No Brain Either. Hey, it's Boisty time again,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, right. Excitement galore.
Yes.
Actor Rodney Bewes, he used to be one of the likely lads. He's 50.
Yeah.
What's he doing now?
Yeah. Not much of a lad now, is he?
No.
Actor John Alderton, he looks like Paul McCartney. Like, he talks like that a bit, you know.
Yeah.
He does all those ads for coffee.
Yeah, that's right, yes. He used to be Please Sir, of course, and upstairs, downstairs, married to Pauline Collins. Anything else you want to know, what?
Yeah, he's 47.
Yeah, I'm just cotton on who you were talking about there. You say he looked like Paul McCartney. He doesn't look like Paul McCartney at all.
He does a bit.
God.
Actor Alan Simpson of Steptoe.
No, he's not an actor.
Author. Yeah, it says here author. Now I know why I'm a newsreader.
As well, you know.
Yeah. Author Alan Simpson of Steptoe and Son is 58 today.
And retired BBC newsreader Robert Dougal is 74. I thought he used to be on Magic Roundabout, didn't he? Dougal.
Yes.
And Ernie Wise, the great of the great Morkman Wise team, Ernie is 62. And...
Yes.
Tiny Roland is 70. Now let's have a competition to find out who Tiny Roland is.
I know who Tiny Roland is.
Who's Tiny Roland?
This will surprise you. He owns some supermarket chain in Britain. I think it's Dingles or something like that. Yeah, John Lewis or somebody like that.
Well, that's really interesting.
Really fascinating. Yeah.
Seven to ten. Just tell me you want to be impressed.
All right.
I'd love to be impressed.
Okay, yeah. This is a CD version of Hearts Alone.
I'm still waiting to be impressed.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. Nova, Power 103 FM. Through the next hour. I got ABC, Fleetwood Mac, Luther Vandross, and Paul McCartney coming up.
listening to the sound of bright, bubbling refreshment and gentle, rapid relief. The effervescent sparkle of Andrews. When modern living takes its toll, Andrews is the pleasant way to restore the stomach's natural balance, relieving discomfort quickly and gently. Andrews from Sterling Health. Make sure it's there when you need it. For correct use of all medicines, read instructions carefully.
You know, buying carpet these days isn't easy. There's so much to choose from and so many different prices. So take the edge out of buying a new carpet and contact Santry Carpets. They make it easy. They'll even pop around to your house with a wide range of samples and you can match them up to your decor. Let Santry Carpets do the fussing and the bothering. They'll help you out with all your problems. Well, only the ones related to carpets. You know you deserve the best, so demand the best. Put your foot down and make sure you put it down on a Santry Carpet. Santry Carpets, Santry Cross Swords Road. Phone them at 429-130.
More for less. The Gap Underground. Amazing clothes at discount prices. Leggings, sweatshirts, tracksuits, polo necks and knitwear. Everything. Absolutely everything below £5. The Gap Underground. Open this Sunday at The Gap, Henry Street.
Now, there is Philips Moving Sound. Check out Philips Moving Sound. A bright new range of personal stereos and ghetto blasters that break away from the average. Moving Sound. Fun shapes, fun colors, serious sound. You can take them anywhere. Philips Moving Sound. More than just stereotypes.
From Dublin on 738 AM and with the Philips CD system 101.03 FM. Radio
Nova. Independent Radio News at 10 o'clock with Bob Gallico. Reports are coming in of an explosion on the railway line between Belfast and Lisburn at Finnahy Bridge. It's understood the blast occurred shortly after 8 o'clock this morning. There were no reports as yet of any injuries, although it's known that a goods train was passing at the time. Gardaí think the two men arrested yesterday at Raheny in Dublin may be escapers from Longcash prison in the north. It's reported that the men were arrested at a house where guns and ammunition were also seized. Gardaí and troops are to move in on an underground bunker at the village of Shangalish near Gort in South Galway today. Last night, the area was sealed off following the discovery of the bunker. There are unconfirmed reports that there may be a quantity of arms and ammunition in the bunker. The Doyle debate on the amendment to the 1965 Extradition Act begins today. The bill was published earlier this week and resulted in the Taoiseach statement last night saying there would be a general election if the bill isn't passed in the Doyle. Mr. Hawley.